Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series that I've been on. This is now into my third week of teaching on living in the balance of grace and faith. I have a brand new hardback book on that subject. This is actually one of the foundational teachings. I say that about everything I teach, but spirit, soul, and body is like the key that God used to open up the Word of God to me. And then one of the greatest lessons I've learned as a result of understanding that it's in our spirit that we've been changed is to understand that in my spirit, God has already done everything. That's grace. And faith is just my positive response to what God has already done. So, spirit, soul, and body is like the foundational truth that got me going. But then this combination of grace and faith provides a foundation for so much else in my life that God has shown me. So in my estimation, this is one of the most important things. That's the reason we've come out with this hardback copy of this brand new book. It's an expanded teaching on grace and faith. If any of you got my other teachings on that, and this would really be a blessing to you. Today, I want to turn over to Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm going to be making an application of grace and faith. Again, I say that I've already covered over 2 weeks worth of teaching on this, and there's no way I can go back and summarize that and still make much progress today in some of the things that I want to say. So you really need to get these materials. But I want to take some truths today and just begin to start speaking about some things. Now, if you would like a greater amplification of this, I have an entire teaching entitled, You've Already Got It. And it's multiple teachings just amplifying on this one point. I'm just going to be going through some things this week and hitting some of the highlights, but I do have much more teaching on this. And if this ministers to you, you're welcome to get those things. But let me just start with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And before I read that verse, let me make this statement that one of the reasons I love the book of Ephesians is because the Apostle Paul wrote this from the perspective of what I've been talking about, that grace is what God has already done for us, independent of us, and faith only appropriates what God has already provided by grace. Now, not very many people have this mindset. Matter of fact, nearly everything you hear in the body of Christ today, you probably hadn't sat down and thought about this, but nearly everything you hear is God is going to do this. There is coming a great move of God. You will hear people say, I believe I'm going to be healed. I believe that I am going to see the power of God. But nearly every prophecy, everything that people talk about is all off in the future, and they are always moving towards something. Where they are is not good, but they believe it's going to get better. And you know, there is partial truth. If you're only looking at things from a human perspective, well, then it's true. All of us are living in different stages of incompleteness, and there's always more, and we're always moving towards something. But when you understand that in the Spirit, your spirit is already complete, that you already have everything, then instead of the Christian life being that God is going to do something, God has already done His part, and it is a done deal. Now it's just a matter of me appropriating what is already done. There is a huge difference between those two. And again, I said this on our program yesterday. I can't make people see this. It's amazing how blind people are. Our heart becomes hardened so that we just... You know, the word hardened can be defined a lot of different ways, but as I've studied it out, literally, it just makes us like spiritually retarded. And I have people get upset because I even use that word. They today want to use a different word for, I don't mean anything malicious by this. This is what it was called when I was a kid. I don't know how else to express it. It just makes you spiritually not able to think properly. You aren't able to use your spiritual wisdom. And the sad fact is most people's heart is hardened towards God so that they do not have spiritual perception and they just can't understand this. Some of you have heard what I've said just introducing today's program, and you're thinking, I don't get it. What are you saying that's different than anybody else? It's a huge difference, a vast difference. You aren't trying to do things to get God to move. God is already moved by grace, and the things that you must do are just a way of receiving what has already been given. Boy, there's a huge difference in that. So anyway, the whole book of Ephesians is written from this perspective. Look at this. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath..." Notice the emphasis here. Most people just skim over this and don't think about it. "Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." This isn't something that is yet to happen. Most people will say, "I'm just believing God that His blessing is coming upon me. I'm asking you, God, oh God, please bless me." This says He has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, the King James wording that I'm reading from here is a little bit hard to understand, but if you read the Amplified or any of the other translations, this is just simply saying God has blessed us with everything, spiritual, heavenly, earthly, everything that you will ever need. It's already a done deal. God hath already done it. It's a done deal. God's already blessed you. So let me ask you, if God has already blessed you, why are you asking God to bless you? Because you don't understand this balance of grace and faith. You think that by you asking and pleading with God that God is going to respond to you. I'm telling you that God, I don't know how to say this in a way that it is, people aren't going to choke on this, but God never responds to you. You should be responding to Him. God anticipated every problem that the human race could ever have, every problem that you could ever have. And when He sent Jesus, He provided everything. He provided salvation, healing, deliverance, prosperity, joy, peace, wisdom, anything that you will ever need. It all came through Jesus. Jesus has already provided it. God has already released this power. God, when you got born again, placed on the inside of you all of the power, all of the wisdom, all of the direction, everything that you will ever need. It's a done deal. His grace is over. It's complete. It's finished. When He hung on the cross and said, "It's finished," it was more than just His little, I don't mean to minimize that. I shouldn't say that. It's not just what He was sent there to do at that moment, but everything that every person would ever need throughout all eternity. It's finished. It's over. He completed it. It's done. When you need joy, the truth is, according to Galatians 5:22, you already have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. It's already on the inside of you. You don't need God to give you joy. When you got born again, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It's already in there. What you need to do is draw out what God placed on the inside of you. If you need to be healed, you don't need God to heal you. God has already healed you. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed. You don't need God to heal you. You need to draw out the healing power of God that has already been placed on the inside of you by believing God and speaking faith instead of death. You don't need God to do anything. God has anticipated every problem you'll ever have. He's already provided it. It's a done deal. Nothing is catching God by surprise. What you need to do is draw it out. Or, in this scriptural terminology, God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Everything that you could ever need has already been done. Do you need peace today? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It's already there. Do you need faith? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, all of these things. And it goes on down and it lists faith. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. It's already in there. You don't need faith. You need to start drawing out and learning how faith operates so that you can cooperate with the faith that God has already given you. Do you need prosperity? God has already commanded a blessing upon you. He's already blessed you with this. God has already commanded these things. All you got to do is start cooperating with God and start working in this. Everything that you will ever need is already provided. You know, I just don't know how to say this and make it any clearer, but this was radical. This transformed my life when I began to understand this. And you know, once you understand that you've already got it, how can you doubt that you'll get what you've already got? That's pretty simple. But the reason people are doubting, they're saying, oh God, I believe in the name of Jesus that I'm healed. And then the next thought is, I'll probably die. The pain's still there. It didn't work. And you wonder, why are you struggling with this doubt? Because you don't believe that you've already got it. You believe that faith is something you do and then God is going to heal you afterwards. You are fighting to get healed instead of fighting because you have been healed. You are trying to take something rather than defend what you already have. Man, this is a paradigm shift. As a matter of fact, I had one of my Bible college students come to me and he says, that's not a paradigm shift, that's a paraquarter shift. Amen. Talking about that it's just huge, it's big. This is major. If you could understand that God by grace has already provided everything and all you do is just respond and release and receive, appropriate what God has already done, then you'll quit doubting that you're going to get it if you've already got it. Boy, that's powerful. You know, here's some examples to try and just make the... If you could imagine right now, just imagine right here, a faucet. There's all kinds of different faucets today, but imagine one of these old faucets where you have, you know, the pipe coming out and the spout is tipped down and you have a tap right there that you turn. Did you know when you turn that tap, you are not making the utilities company give you water? They have already provided the water. They've already, whatever, if it comes from a well, if it comes from a lake or whatever, they have storage tanks, they have pipes. The water is already there. When you turn the tap, you aren't all of a sudden, the utilities company doesn't respond to you and send the water. No, the water is sent before you ever have the need. And when you turn the tap, all you're doing is releasing what is already in that pipe. Can you see that? Well, in a similar way, God has already anticipated your need. He's already got all of this living water, all of His provision, everything that He has. And instead of being a little one-inch pipe, it's more descriptive of having a huge culvert or something with this high-pressured water in there, and your tap is determining whether any of that ever comes out or not. And the sad fact is, most of our taps, the way we think, is crossways to God. And so it cuts off the flow of the power of God. And many of us just every once in a while have a little tiny drip, or sometimes we'll have a little tiny stream of the life of God coming out, and we'll wonder. We're on this end looking at what's coming out and thinking, God, it's just a drop. Why didn't you give more? He's given this whole ocean of all of His provision. It's never God's giving that is at question. It's our minds. We shut off the flow of God with our wrong thinking, and we only experience a tiny bit of God's power and anointing. But again, I hope this illustration helps you to see that the provision is already there. You just have to loosen the tap. You have to open it up and let what God has already placed on the inside of you out. Or as this verse says, you've already been blessed with everything. Do you need healing today? Do you need joy? Do you need peace? Do you need to be blessed? You're already blessed with all spiritual blessings. It's already done. But does that mean then that it's just automatic? No, you've got to tap here. You've got to renew your mind. You've got to begin to start speaking the Word of God. You've got to start acting in agreement. And if you don't, even though God has given you all of this life and all of this power, you won't see any of it manifest if you don't take an action of faith. Now see, people have observed this, and they've observed that when somebody stands strong in faith, all of a sudden, man, this huge amount of the life of God is coming out of their faucet. They are experiencing great blessings, and they see that, and so they backtrack and they say, it was that faith. It was this action. It was the fact that they spoke and said this that caused God to move. No, that's a wrong conclusion. Their faith only released what God had already provided. Here's another way of saying it. When it comes to healing, did you know that every person Did I say that? Every person. This means Christian, non-Christian. This means whether you are doing good, bad, whatever. Every person has already had Jesus heal every sickness and every disease that they will ever encounter. If you have a cold, Jesus has already healed it. If you've got cancer, Jesus has already healed it. If you've got a hangnail, Jesus has already healed it. If you've got AIDS, Jesus has already healed it. It's done. And people think, well, no, it's not, because again, they're looking at the end of this spout and they're not seeing this healing power. Instead, they can feel in their body and they're still sick. They go back to the doctor and they get a doctor's report to prove that, see, nothing has changed. All you're doing is looking at what's coming out of the spout, but that doesn't tell you what's in the pipes. That doesn't tell you what's behind the wall, what's unseen. I'm telling you that in the same way that you have water piped into your house and it doesn't just come on when you turn the tap, it was already there. That tap just releases what has already been placed there. I'm telling you that in the same way, Jesus has already healed every sickness, every disease, everything that you will ever need. It's already done. His part is over. It's delivered unto you. It's at your disposal. And if you aren't seeing it come out of the spout, if you don't have that pain gone, if the tumor isn't gone, if you don't have physical manifestation of God's power, it's not because God hasn't given, it's because you haven't opened up the tap and allowed God's power to flow through. Man, that's huge. That is huge. You know, that would be like a person who's thirsty. You could be dying of thirst. And you could go to a water tap. And here's the spout, and you've got your glass under that spout, and you're just waiting on the water to come out. And so you call up the utilities company, please, I'm dying of thirst. Would you please give me water? It's critical. I've got to have this water. Did you know what? The utilities company isn't going to send a person out to turn the spout yourself. They generate, they get this water, they store it, they provide the pressure, they pipe it into your home. They have a contract that they're going to provide you with this, but you know what? You have to turn the tap. And you could literally be inches away from life-giving water, and you could die of thirst if you don't know how to turn the tap. And you know what that is? That is descriptive of millions and millions and millions of Christians who have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living on the inside of them. Jesus has already generated it. You already have it. And yet you are asking God to heal you. And the truth is, by His stripes you were healed. Instead of taking your authority and instead of releasing it by your own words and learning how to cooperate and draw out what has already been given, you are approaching God as if it's Him that has stopped the flow. That's like calling the utilities company and how come I don't have any water coming out? And they say, have you turned the tap? You got to do something. They deliver the power there, but you have to turn that tap to get that flow going. And yet I have people come to me all the time and say, would you please ask God to just give me joy? I need peace. Would you pray that God would show me His love? No, I won't do that. And people get upset and think, well, why wouldn't you do that? Because you are implying that God is the one that stopped the flow, that God's the one that has to turn the tap. No, God has provided it. The flow is there. God has placed on the inside of you, out of your belly, John chapter 7, shall flow rivers of living water. God has placed rivers of living water on the inside of you. And many of you are complaining about, well, I don't feel joy. I don't feel peace. I don't feel the love of God. And so you want me to pray and say, God, turn on the flow. No, God's not the problem. I am not going to pray and insult God by saying, oh, God, would you please show this person that you love them? Would you please start flowing your love and your joy and your peace, your healing into their life? God doesn't need to increase His flow. Now, if you want to come to me and say, look, I know God has done it, but for whatever reason, I'm not receiving it. Would you help me to fix my tap? Would you help me to learn to receive? Would you pray with me that I would get a revelation of the love of God? I know He loves me, but I don't experience it. I'm not walking in it. I don't have healing in my body. It's getting worse, and I need you to agree that I can receive better. If you want to ask me any of those things, I'll be glad to pray with you about that. I'll help you fix your tap. I'll help you work on your end of the thing. But I am not going to insult God by saying that God hasn't given. God, by grace, has already provided everything that you and I will ever need. God is not your problem. You are your problem. And I'm saying that in love. I know that people get offended when I say things like this, but I'm telling you, God's not at fault. It's a blessing to me to find out that I'm at fault, because if I'm at fault, I can change me. But if God's my fault, well, then what do you do? I mean, how many people do you have to get to pray? See, this is the logic that a lot of people have. They think God's their problem, and for whatever reason, they don't carry enough clout with God, but I'll go get the church prayer chain and we'll get 50 people to pray and that'll put pressure on them, or I'll fast and that'll make God move. And we're all these times trying to get God to do something. It's not God that is stuck. It's not God that controls the tap and the flow. God generates the power. God places this life on the inside of you, but you have to release it by the renewing of your mind, by speaking and cooperating with God. Your faith releases what God has already provided by grace. Your faith appropriates what God has already provided by grace. Your faith is a positive response to what God has already provided by grace. But faith doesn't move God. Faith doesn't make God do something. You've got to renew your mind in this area. Because if you think that by faith you are making God do something, then you aren't ever going to take your authority and release this power. You're going to always be trying to, God, I've done this, now you must do that. That's an insult. That's unbelief. And that stops the power of God. You've got to get past this person that's just got the glass under the spout and waiting on the utilities company to turn on the water. No, you got to believe that the water is there. It's in the pipes. And you got to reach up and take your authority and release what God has already provided. The utilities company provides the electricity, but you have to flip the switch to get it to turn on. When you flip the switch is not when they start generating the power. They're already generating the power. The power is already there. That's just when you flip on and receive. When you turn on your television set is not when the television starts broadcasting. They're already broadcasting. But when you turn your set on and tune it in is when you start receiving. If you have problems and if you can't see the signal, you don't call the station and tell them, why aren't you broadcasting? The first thing you do is to see if your set is unplugged or if you're tuned to the right station or if something's wrong with your receiver. The television station broadcasts 24/7. It's never them that's not broadcasting. It's you that's not receiving. You work on your receiver. God has already provided everything by grace. It is never God that's not giving. He, by grace, has already done it. You're already blessed. It's done. But now you have to put faith in what God has already done by grace. Boy, that's powerful. This has changed my life. I just pray that you have the understanding of what I've talked about today. It'll change your life. You know, I've got a lot more to share. We're going to continue this on my programs tomorrow. I encourage you to listen in then, and also listen as our announcer gives you information about how you can receive all of these materials.
Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available for the very first time in book form. You can receive a hardback copy when you send a gift of any amount. Request book T228 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish paperback version is also available. Request book T737. The Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith Companion Study Guide is available for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T428 when you contact the ministry. This five-part teaching was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1064C or DVD album T3208D. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album T1064D when you send a gift of any amount. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The third teaching in the CD album titled Grace, a Done Deal, is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. Request teaching number TA25C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. On today's program, Andrew mentioned his teaching titled, You've Already Got It. This product is available on either CD or in book form for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1033C or book T320. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline operators are standing by to take your call. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. The address is at the bottom of your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are understanding how important what I'm saying is. This is profound, and this is really the bottom line that most people do not understand, and the number one reason that people aren't receiving from God. They are trying to get God to do something instead of just receiving what He's already done. You know, if you've received this and if you understand how important it is, I ask you to pray about helping me reach out and touch people with this. We are reaching a potential of 2.2 billion people per day. But you know what? We broadcast primarily in the morning. I'd like to go on prime time in the evenings. We need saturation in markets. There's just so much more. We need to double, triple, quadruple our television bill. And to do that, it takes partners. So I ask you to pray about it, then call the number that you see on your screen and become a Gospel Truth partner today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth seminar November 12th through the 14th and in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth seminar December 31st through January 2nd.
I want to give you a special invitation to join me in Phoenix, Arizona. We have struck a deal with the Arizona Biltmore Resort. It's a four-diamond resort that starts, the normal room rates start from $300 and go up from there. And we've negotiated a price of $139 for this special New Year's celebration. They're going to give that price for 3 days before and 3 days after. So you can come and enjoy a vacation in a first-class resort, plus get the Word of God. Remember, it's our New Year's Gospel Truth Seminar in Phoenix, Arizona.
For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.com.